You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to the StudyClicks podcast.
We are back after so long. We're sorry. We're actually very slow off the mark with our podcast this year. We would usually have one coming out within June with back to school so that we could kind of get you hyped for that because we know how exciting that is. But we've just, truth be told, we've just been extremely busy. But we thought maybe it might be good to have our first back to school one in October, because it could be at this point where we're 4 weeks in now and that kind of buzz of back to school and, oh yeah, I'm gonna get on track this year, I'm gonna get all my stuff together, and then a month in you could be actually failing at that and things could be slowing down again. So maybe this podcast might serve as a good reminder of like, no, we're still here to get you motivated and stay on track. Would you agree with that, Amber?
Yes, everyone knows that October is actually the true back to school month. No, but yeah, as Essa says, we're very busy at StudyClicks, getting amazing features ready for you, new stuff coming onto the website, new content. We're always making new
so
stuff,
so much content,
collaborating with new people. There's just there's a lot of nice stuff coming.
There's some great things coming, bigger and better than
yes.
ever.
But yeah, like Nessa was saying, we have a podcast for you today, mostly on just sort of getting back into that school mindset. Because it is hard to, I don't know, September is always just so fresh and like it feels a bit too early to start studying because you've had a whole break, and like what do you start because you haven't started covering stuff at school yet. So yeah, we're going to start the podcast with a couple of tips on just how to get started, I suppose, with the school year in terms of study and what sort of mindset to be in and reasons why it's good to do that. So let's get into it. For anyone who doesn't know us, maybe we've got some new listeners, I imagine we do with the new school year. Let's do a quick introduction. Nessa, yes. Who are you?
Yeah, my name is Nessa. I do a number of different jobs for StudyClicks, but the main one that I do is I run StudyClicks' social media. So you probably see me over on TikTok, but I run like the Instagram. I'm the person you'll be talking to if you ever DM StudyClicks on any of our social media. So that's what I do.
Very nice. And I'm Emer. I also work for StudyClicks. Apart from doing this podcast, I also help run some other aspects of the website, like the customer service team and getting content up and ready, making sure there's new features coming for everyone using the website, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's who we are. And we love doing this podcast as well because we get to give out tips to people. We always love sharing advice and good vibes, I guess, on how to get through the school year. Our main philosophy usually on the podcast is to just try and give down to our tips, give our experience of doing the exams. It wasn't too long ago since that we were also in your shoes and doing the exact same thing, and we have some practical advice and sort of realistic ways of looking at things to help you also be less stressed and just get through it the best that you can. So that's what this podcast is usually about.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's just like, it's stuff that I've learned from having gone through the whole process and stuff that I wish I knew at the time, but that I can impart that wisdom that I have now on people who are going through it. And I kind of like the idea that this is something that people can listen to, whether it's like on the bus to school, if they go out for a walk, on a study break or something. It's just like the kind of thing that you can do. You can listen to this podcast really passively, and then when you're finished, I just like the idea that the podcast gives people a sense of motivation and like, okay, I've taken in all these tips now and I'm actually buzzing to study or like do my homework or whatever the case is for you. And so yeah, whatever kind of capacity that you listen to the StudyClicks podcast in, I hope you find it helpful.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Like we said, we're going to start off with just some practical tips about getting back into study and yeah, what to be doing around this time of year, I guess, especially if you're in sixth year. But this is just good advice for anyone, really. I think the first one that I have, like, let's call it a tip, I'm not sure it's officially a tip, but I think like the fact that it's October, like we were saying, this isn't like a September, early September, you're back in school, what do you do kind of tip. It's like, it's October, you've had a month to get back into the school life, but now that it's October, you should really give it a go at getting back into it. It's not September anymore, you've had a month of being at school, and covering some material already. You might have started, maybe if you're not in third or sixth year, you're just starting a brand new cycle, let's say. So you're seeing course material for the first time, and you might be faced with the idea of like properly studying for the first time as well. So it's just it's a good time to just test the waters with that. You'll have done a month's worth of material, go back over it. Now is the time to just get everything in place and just test out how things are working for you. We're lucky that it's like it's early on in the year, so you have time to test things out, to see what kind of study methods suit you, what seems to stick, what doesn't, all of that kind of stuff. It's early days, we're not stressed, we shouldn't be stressed this time of year, so it's all chill, but it's like the time of year where it's really good to just try and be focused in and get stuff in place.
Yeah, pretty much. One of my might say what my number one tip for going back to school, or just an issue that I see coming up a lot doing customer service for Study Clicks and the tips that people are looking for, one thing that students massively struggle with is just like sitting down to study when there's kind of no motivation. Like the exams aren't for another, even like you might have midterm exams, but they're still not for another couple of weeks. Christmas exams are far away, mocks seem really far away, the leaving cert, the junior cert seems really far away. So it's just like some people are like, I can't just like sit down to study when I just, and I kind of just like don't know where to start. That is really difficult, and I think the key to doing that is just habit building. I talk about this a lot, and I've talked about it before on the podcast, where it's just habit building, like the power of a good habit. Do not underestimate it. So it comes up to, it's the night before the exam and you're going over all this material and you're like, oh my god, I can't get this all in one night, why didn't I start studying earlier? But the truth is, these people wanted to start studying earlier but they just didn't know how. If you don't want to be that person, the tips I would give you is that, obviously, if you're listening to this now, start now. I always say, like, when I was in school, I really struggled with that, and I didn't know that the kind of the answer lay in starting early and starting small. Like, it is with building a habit. So like I said, yeah, if you're listening to this now, start now. And the secret to building a habit is start small. I would say say that you're going to do something for a week or 2 weeks. So after you finish your homework every night, say that you're going to do just 5 minutes. Set a timer for 5 minutes, go over what you learned in school that day, and then when it's over, that's your 5 minutes of study done. It was only 5 minutes long. Repeat it again the next day, and then make it 10 minutes long. It's that consistency of doing it every day after school and building on it gradually. That's you creating a habit. And like I said before, like, you just can't underestimate how much, like, as you're doing that every day, you're just naturally incorporating it into your routine that you find it normal. And then suddenly it'll be like before exams and you're studying for half an hour, an hour or 2 hours, however long you have in your day. We don't recommend, like, obviously burning out. We have more tips about taking breaks and all that and not overworking yourself, but it'll come up to the exams and you'll be like, you're not saying to yourself, oh my god, I have to study, because you're automatically doing it. It's just part of your routine. You don't have to be like a really smart or dedicated person. Naturally, literally anyone can do that. So that is something that I would seriously recommend anyone who's listened to this podcast now. Really try your best to start building a habit of studying now.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're like me and you can't do anything unless you've it like written somewhere that you're going to do it, then 100% make a plan or like have a to-do list, whether it's digital, whether it's written down. I personally love doing it when it's written down, or just like having a physical to-do list on a piece of paper and then being able to tick stuff off. Me and Esther talk about this all the time. If you're new to the podcast, you get used to us talking about plans and to-do lists because we're obsessed. But there's just so much truth in that, I think, or for me at least. Ness is completely right about making a routine. Once you do it, it's easy. But maybe at the start, you just forget. You have to force yourself a little bit to do it, to even get into the routine, to make yourself try to do the routine. Whereas if you have it written down on a piece of paper, do my 5 minutes of study, or you set a reminder on your phone to do the 5 minutes of study, and then you have sort of accountability almost, like you've written it down somewhere, so you have to do it. Whereas if you're just writing it down in your head, like hypothetically, then it's much easier to evade it and to not do it. But write it down somewhere, and write it down along with your homework, write it down along with whatever. It'll just help you keep on track and just to complete it. And you also have that feeling of satisfaction once you've finished it, and that feeling of getting it done, like you'll just want that to keep going and you'll just keep doing tasks and you'll be so productive you won't even believe yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how motivation works. That was something I learned only like in the last year or two, that motivation comes after action. Like, you can't sit around magically waiting for motivation to happen. Make a list, do the first thing on it, when you find yourself getting distracted, keep going back to your list. I think that's one of the main reasons where I feel like I actually need to-do lists and plans in my life, is that like I am so easily distracted, it's not even funny. And I think it is due to the fact that I am on social media so often. And unfortunately for me, it's my full-time job. I can't avoid social media. So I have a brain that is so easily distracted. Like if I didn't have lists, I would just never get any work done. So yeah, when it comes to motivation, just make your list, pick the first thing up on it, set a timer for 5 minutes. Once it's done, you have that, the endorphins of just like the satisfaction of, oh, that felt really good to get something done off my to-do list. Let's move on to the next thing. So yeah, when it comes to plans, we cannot hype them up enough. We love plans. Really sorry to the long-time listeners of the Stoiclicks podcast. They're like, they're going on about the plans again. But while we're here, we might as well plug that there's a free study plan on Stoiclicks, like a template that you can just download and print out completely free. And it's like a weekly one. So just if you're looking for that, go on to Stoiclicks, type in plan. It'll be the first thing that comes up.
Yeah. And if you're sitting there and you're going, ah, but it's like there's so many months between now and exams, or like regardless of what year you're in, you're thinking that it's so far away, what's the point of starting now? And you're looking for something to motivate you to get started now. I think what's a good thing to think of is your future self. So often we lack foresight in life, you know, and that's why you end up with so many people cramming in the final weeks before exams, because they finally realize that they're just around the corner. And
yeah.
And just so think of that time. Think of the two scenarios that could happen. There's scenario A. Well, of course, there's more than two scenarios, but let's say like for most people, there'll be two scenarios. There's scenario A where you have done the study and you're really prepared. You might be a little nervous about exams because who isn't, but you've done the work and you're confident in yourself and you do the exams and you get on well and everything's great. There's scenario B where you didn't prepare. You thought, you know, around this time of year in October, September, sure, that's so far away, I don't have to worry about it, it's grand. And then come March, April, you're there going, oh my God, I left it so late. I have to try and cram everything in now. There's so much on the course I didn't realize. And then you might get away with cramming. Some people get away with it and it's grand. But like, it's still a stressful time, even for those who get away with it and still manage to get those marks and then get into their course. That's fine. And then there's the people who are unlucky about it. So like, either way, the two people in scenario B there, it's a stressful time and you don't want to go through that. So think of that now. Like, put yourself in that mindset now and be like, do I want to be that person in 6 months' time? Yeah. No, I do not. I do not want to be the person. And it's easy to not be that person by doing the work now. And like you were saying, it doesn't have to be a lot of work now. It just has to be getting into the habit of it now so that it's just easy to keep going. And then like when the workload increases a little bit around mock time or whatever, when you find that the workload is increasing and maybe you're getting a little more homework and all that kind of stuff, you'll be better prepared for it because you've just started now when things are a bit more chill and where things you have the capacity at the moment to get started. So just think of your future self and think like, oh God, you know, my future self is really gonna thank me for this, so I'm just for once I'm gonna have some foresight and I'm gonna do this. And the thing is, like, anytime that we do podcasts around, I don't know, March, April, and it's about study or it's about the upcoming exams, we always say something like, if you're the kind of person who hasn't started studying yet, and then we have to like sort of give these tips on like how to deal with it. But it's always, you know, you could have avoided it. you could be in this scenario where you're not having to take these tips from us on how to like get the most out of 2 weeks that you have left. You could be listening to it going, oh, thank God that's not me.
Yeah.
So just evaluate it, think about it, which of those people do you want to be? Do you want to be the person who's planned? Because it's just going to save you so much hassle. So listen to us now, we promise we're wise.
Yeah, I promise you, you do not want to be looking back at the home ec textbook in June of whatever year you're doing the junior cert or the leaving cert and realizing how much is in it and like you just didn't do a tap. It just think of it as a present to your future self that you are starting to study now. They will love you so much for it. I was going to actually give, for just because I know again how hard it is to motivate yourself now when exams aren't really on the horizon, two other tips I have for motivation is, there's a lot of people who'd say that like they actually need to be under time pressure, like, oh, I perform better under pressure, those type of people. If like, it mightn't work for you, but I know something that other students I've talked to in the past have done is that they just make up the pressure, like they just pretend that there is an exam tomorrow. and they might actually make an exam using the StudyClicks builder and they make themselves sit that. That's absolutely something you can do. Just fake it. Try to trick your brain into thinking that there is an exam tomorrow. Another one of my favorite tips for motivation, and I mentioned it briefly there, but like setting a timer, like just setting a timer on your phone brings in accountability. Like once you set it off and you see it counting down, you're like, oh God, and you're having to start to do stuff. So if your trouble is just sitting down and starting to do it, I would say just set a timer for 25 minutes. Pick a topic, say it's the Shroppy Tours if you're in Leaving Cert Irish, and just go over whatever sentences you've written for that and practice your pronunciation for 25 minutes. And then when you're done, you're like, that was good. And at that point, you're already motivated. So those would be my two tips if you're like struggling. If you're someone who needs accountability or kind of an outside pressure, the timer and the pretending you have fake tests, try those out and see if they work.
I think for me, like a big thing when I was at the start of 6th year or during 5th year and I just wasn't that motivated to start studying was like we were doing a topic in school or in the class or whatever, and I was sort of like, well, I just did that, so like I don't need to study it because what's the point? Or like something that I would have done a month ago, I'm like, oh, but you know, I don't want to go back and revise something else because now I'm learning this other thing and I don't want to but you have to do that because we've done a whole podcast on active recall and spaced repetition, and that's exactly what that is, going back over what you've done in like intervals, and like you slowly increase the time of the intervals that you study between. So you might study something 1 week or learn it in class, and then you revisit it the following week, and then you revisit it 2 weeks after that, and then a month after that, and you're training your brain to that is an important piece of information that you want to remember. Yeah. And then it's much easier to think of it in 6 months time because you've been slowly reminding your brain that no, this is something I want to remember because I keep coming back to it. And then like that versus not doing it at all and then studying something in September and then not looking at it again until March, you're essentially just going to have to learn the whole thing again because you haven't reminded your brain at all. So don't come at it from the approach of, oh, I just did it, so what's the point of studying it again? I guarantee you, you've probably forgotten small details, and like just looking over it again, even if it seems pointless, it's not pointless. And like we were saying, you know, at the start, you might not know, you might be new to studying, or like you're still getting used to it, you're still making it part of your routine. So it could actually be helpful to do something that you are more familiar with that doesn't seem that challenging, just to get yourself into the flow of it before it does get challenging. But then at least you're more prepped and you're more used to the whole process and experience of it. So yeah, don't dismiss study and revision at the start of the year just because it's still really fresh, or you're like, you just did it or whatever. Like it's definitely worth doing it.
Yeah, this is the whole idea behind spaced repetition, is it is actually a study technique that has been developed by neurologists who study the brain, looking at the brain and how it works. And what they figured out is that you could read a piece of information, but if your brain is not being challenged, if it's not finding a way to actively use that piece of information, it's going to forget it. That's the way the brain works. If it reads something but it finds no use for it in future, it's just going to leave your brain again. So that's the whole idea behind active recall. You learn it once, then you remind your brain of it again a week later, 2 weeks later, a night before the exam. At that point, it's stuck in your brain. You've trained your brain to believe, ah, yes, this is information worth remembering. So yeah, I definitely recommend scrolling back through the StudyClicks podcast feed and wherever you're listening to your podcast and finding the episode we did on spaced repetition.
Yeah, I can't remember it exactly. I have awful memory, but I don't know how I got through exams. But
it's not designed, the whole system's not designed for people with bad memories, but yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, to move on, another point that I wanted to make is that don't just look at it from the perspective of the exams in June if you are sitting them. It's important to set yourself goals throughout the year and not just have it be this like, everything's riding on this one thing at the end, because that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. You shouldn't really be doing that. Instead, try to set yourself small goals throughout the year, and things like the Christmas exams if you sit them, or mocks, or maybe have midterms coming up soon, all the things like that. Like set yourself goals to get a certain mark in any exams that are coming up. It doesn't even have to be relating to marks. It can literally just be like, I want to set myself a goal to be able to finish an essay in X amount of minutes, or I want to be able to understand this concept by studying it for 2 nights next week, and I want to be able to write a question on it. by the end of next week or something like that. Like, just, it doesn't have to be like these big massive goals, but like just be setting yourself goals, because that'll help you be motivated and it'll help you get through the study. Instead of, if your only goal is like, I want to get 600 points and leaving in June, you're not going to be trying to do specific things throughout the year. And it's like doing those small specific things that help. They're like small building blocks, if you think of it that way. Like, you, there's so much information that you have to cover, and then like, it, I'm not trying to scare you, but it's just, unfortunately, the Irish learning system, we have to do a lot of subjects, and it's unlike a lot of other countries where you only do maybe like 3 or 4 subjects. There's a lot, like minimum of 6, and that means that there is a lot that you have to learn in each of the subjects. And if you, like I say, you think of those as building blocks, there's all these different topics that you have to put together. And if you're only focusing on like, I need all of those topics done by June, but instead just break it down for yourself and say, okay, well, I want this and this and this topic done by the end of this week, and I want this topic done at the end. And you're always going to be coming back to it with the different tests that your teacher gives you and the mocks and everything. And but if you're just doing little bits throughout the year, it's so much more manageable. Don't let it all build up and then you're facing it come April, May, whatever time. Like, it's just, it's not nice. Trust us, it's not what you want. So set yourself small goals, be specific with your goals. Like, literally do, like, say what exact topics you want to learn, say what exact grades that you want to get, whatever the goals are to you, make them personal to you. Obviously, we can't tell you what your goals should be, but just have a sit down, like, some evening, if you're like, oh, what do I do this evening? Just, and like, have a goal setting evening and just, yeah, think about, like, what do I want? What am I hoping to get out of this class? What am I hoping to get out of this study session? All of that kind of stuff. Just, like, constantly be thinking about it, because it'll help you be focused towards what you actually want to get out of it. If you're just sitting down and going, I actually don't really know why I'm sitting down and reading this, because you haven't thought about what you actually want to get out of it. Whereas once you know what you're trying to get out of it, it's much easier to focus on getting it done.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that kind of crossed my mind there as something that might be a good thing to do now that it's early enough in the year, and it kind of, it falls into the studying category, but it's something that you won't really, like, you might have an idea to do it closer to the exams, towards the start of the summer, towards the end of the school year, is making your own notes. I remember having this feeling in sixth year going like, I'm going to make my own notes, and it occurred to me in May, like the month before my exams, and I was just like way too stressed. I didn't have any of my own notes. I was not really, anyway. I kind of had folders and stuff, but that's something that you could be doing now, and it could be a good way of easing yourself into the studying, is making your own notes. And I do believe we have a podcast coming out about that soon, about tips for making your own notes, so stay tuned for that, because obviously, like, that's a sort of question that we get asked about a lot. It's something I plan on making a few TikToks about. But yeah, that making your own flashcards, if you don't want to do that, you can download the ones we have on StudyClix. That's the stuff that you feel like it needs a bit of dedication. You can't make notes the night before the exam, but if it could be a good thing that you could do now while you, Maria, have time now, making notes could be a good thing to do now.
The world is your oyster at the start of the school year. Like, there's just so much you can do. There are so many, like, good tips and, like, good practices that you can implement now while you have time. And there's just like, there's so many things that come May you're just like, oh god, I wish I did that. Or like, oh, you learn about a really good tip that's like only good for long-term studying, and you're like, oh no, I can't use that. So just use, like, I can't stress enough how much you should try and utilize the time that you have while you have it. And I'm sure there's people sitting there going, what are they talking about, having time? I have no time. Because I definitely remember, like, at the start, do you remember the start of fifth year?
Oh, so intense.
Yeah, the start of fifth year is very, very intense. So for any fifth years listening and going, these girls are lying, we understand. There's definitely, like, I think teachers tend to give homework, a lot of homework.
Yeah.
And yeah, we definitely appreciate that as well. But it's, I suppose it's more from like a stress in terms of...
The pressure isn't there.
The looming leaving cert or the junior cert or whatever, that you're not under that kind of pressure, and you have time to think about how you want to do things. You have time to plan. And like, that in itself is just very important. And yeah, just manage your time. Make plans is a big thing, but we've already said that. But I, like, yeah, we appreciate that you don't have heaps of time, maybe, but you do have more time than you will in May of sixth year. So do utilize that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. It definitely is stressful now, but there is certainly, it is early enough in the year, and those same pressures and stresses that will be there in a couple of months' time are not there now. Something that I thought that might be good to talk about is the people who are listening to this who possibly are working very hard already. the high points people who have been working so hard already, like people who want to get really high points, who've been really motivated and have been working nonstop. Because I really do worry about people who study, can we say it, too much. And like, yeah, you can say it, because burnout is very much a thing. I've seen it happen and it's real. And when it happens, there, you can't do anything. You can't study, you can't go to school. If you work too hard and you put too much stress on yourself and you don't take breaks, you're always in danger of burnout. So I thought maybe it might be a good idea to give tips on how to avoid that and how to make sure that you're taking sufficient breaks and what you should be doing with your breaks and how to set realistic goals, really.
Yeah, it's incredibly important not to get fatigued by starting too early. and it's... I think the main thing to that is like, don't do too much at the beginning, because by the end of it, then you'll just be so done with it. And you're like, oh my God, I've done 8 months of this now. Like, I can't do it anymore. Whereas if you slowly build up your tolerance for it, and maybe tolerance isn't the right word there, but stamina, it's almost like a study stamina, you know? So if you're giving full energy to it now, you might find that you're just totally fatigued by it come springtime next year, and that's not what you want either. So just, that's not to say like cut out your routine, whatever you're doing now, and stop doing as much study as you're currently doing, because you know, it's at the end of the day, it's your choice what you want to do. But be realistic about how much you're doing and sort of just check in with yourself and make sure that you are taking enough breaks. Are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling like you've no time for yourself? Are you making sure that you're giving enough time for your pastimes, for friends, for family? Don't cut those out. Definitely not at this time of year. Like, I know we say in other podcasts that like sometimes if you haven't done any study yet, then towards the end of the year is the time to maybe sacrifice some of those things just for the sake of 2 months until you get through the exams. But because it's early on in the year, then you shouldn't have to sacrifice things that bring you downtime during the day, you definitely need downtime, and just give yourself loads of breaks and make sure that you are checking out yourself regularly, because it's very easy to just zone out of your own being, I think, during the exams. Like, you just forget who you are sometimes. You're just, if you're so into the study and so focused on getting a certain amount of points that you just, you know, everything else, you tune everything else out. But it is important to just have moments, you know, again, like we're all for like setting reminders and like writing stuff down and like forcing yourself to do specific tasks. And that's one of them that you can do, like maybe schedule at 10 o'clock every Sunday night, like check in with myself and be like, am I doing the right thing? How do I really feel about this? Am I doing too much? Try and think about it. It's really hard to do, especially in that time of year. Like, I definitely didn't have I don't think I was in tune enough with myself to have been able to do that kind of psychological evaluation. But I think that the students today are just like very good at that kind of stuff. And gone through the whole pandemic, that, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the point is, I'm really impressed by students today. And I think you are capable of that. And just remember to do that and take care of yourself and don't stress yourself out. Don't get burnout. Don't let studying too much too early fatigue you, basically. Just try and be clever about it.
Yeah, well, mental health is such a huge thing, and we hear about it constantly, and it's become very popularized, really, in like new media. You hear everyone on Instagram talking about it, and we say this, we have our own tips, but we say this as people who aren't, we can only kind of give very general mental health tips because we're not professionals. But just from a very basic point of view, just make sure you are doing the small bits every day that are keeping your mental health in check, and you're doing enough stress relievers so that stress isn't getting on top of you. So my four big tips there is that make sure you're communicating with friends and family, people that you like talking to, if you're kind of stressing over something or you have a problem, try to talk to someone who's in the same boat with you. Because when you tend to just think about something in your own head, you tend to catastrophize. Is that a word? I feel like it's a word. I'm going to go roll with it. It's only when you talk to someone else, you're like, oh, wait, hold on a second. Like, I'm making way too big a deal out of this. Or they kind of help you restructure the problem and see it in a new light. So I cannot recommend enough talking to, I know it's such an overused mental health fact, or mental health tip, but that's like the reason people say it so often is because it's so important. So I'll say it again, talk to people, find the thing that helps you, that helps relieve your stress. For a lot of people, this is exercise. Some people are allergic to the idea of exercising. I feel that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like a jog for half an hour. Like, it could be dancing, it could be yoga, it could be football training, it could be like whatever. But like,
literally just be sitting outside
Oxygen.
I love sitting outside. This is so sad. I love just sitting outside, like just being, because I don't know, maybe definitely with like the pandemic and just like being indoors so much, I just get so much happiness from sitting outside in nature. And not even that I'm like so obsessed with nature, I just like enjoy the feeling of fresh air and like just seeing, even if it's bad weather, I enjoy like experiencing the different elements doing their thing. And maybe that's for you. I think it's a little bit of meditation, I suppose, but like just, it doesn't, you don't have to have a passion, or like you don't, I think some people feel a pressure to then maybe they don't know what makes them happy or what gives them peace. And sometimes I think it's kind of good to know that it doesn't have to be like a specific activity, or it doesn't have to be a hobby or a pastime. You can literally just sit there and just be alone with your thoughts and then just figure it out that way.
Thank you for interjecting with what is your favorite hobby, which is sitting alone outside.
I just love sitting alone outside.
I just got such an image of you like on a porch, like on a rocking chair. You're 80 years old and you're just rocking back and forth and you're so content. Yeah, so I was going to start out with exercise, because like there's no kind of denying all of the studies I've been doing about how it gives you the endorphins. But like, stress reliever for you could also be baking, it could be writing in a journal, it could be watching Netflix. Whatever your stress relief is, I would just say make sure you have time for it every single day.
Yeah, we have done so many podcasts on all of these different themes, so we probably shouldn't go into too much detail. Go back and listen to all of our podcasts where we talk about, you know, dealing with anxiety and how to take breaks and all that kind of stuff. There's lots there, but we should move on to the next part of the podcast.
I'm a bit of a broken record, but I feel like it just can never be said enough, you know? Maybe that is all we have to say really about back to school and all of our tips. Do we have anything else we should add?
No, I think I'm finished.
Well, round out the podcast like we always do. So if you ever have any feedback for us, well, we'd love if you were listening to us on Apple Podcasts, you could leave a review, a 5-star one. That would be so sweet. Help us climb the charts. Leave a written review. We'd love to read that. Me and Emer always share them with each other and they make us happy. Follow us if you're listening on Spotify, Acast. We're on like all the main ones, basically, wherever you listen to us. So do whatever you can there. Spread the word. If you think anyone else would benefit from hearing about us, if you have any feedback on what you'd like to hear on the podcast, we're always looking for ideas to do. So you can just you can message us on the site, you can send it into the chat box that's on StudyClicks, the little circle on the bottom right hand corner. You can message me on any of the social media, basically the DMs that are on, I'd say Instagram is the best one, because TikTok's a bit awkward. The StudyClicks account has to be following you back, which isn't ideal. So, but if you send it via Instagram or Snapchat, I will see it there, and Facebook and Twitter obviously as well. So yeah, and make sure you're following us on all of those, especially TikTok. We're nearly a year on TikTok. Actually, it'll be our birthday on TikTok in October. We joined October last year. The advice, like the team I have working with me on the StudyClicks TikTok, are so good. They're so funny. You should definitely be following us, and like the tips that we're giving are just so invaluable. So yeah, I can't recommend following the StudyClicks TikTok enough, and basically all of our social medias. It's well worth it. So that was my plug for the social medias. Anything else you want to plug, Emer?
I wholeheartedly agree with your
plugging. Wonderful.
All our platforms. Yes.
Amazing.
Obviously sign up for, if for some reason you're listening to this and you don't have a StudyClicks account already, please go set up a StudyClicks account. It will change the way you study, and 97% of people who get an upgraded account end up say that they get higher grades. So if you want higher grades, you know what to do.
check out our Trustpilot. People love us.
So we'll leave it there. But yeah, like we're saying, we're back now. The podcast is back for the new school year, and we'll be hoping to do some regular scheduling of more tips and subject experts. We'll try to get on some good guests, things like that.
Oh, yes.
And we'll be back with more tips on just how to make everything a bit easier and give our personal advice.
As we always do, we can't shut up, even if you try.
Make sure to subscribe so that or follow us on Spotify or whichever channel you're listening to us on, so that you get updated of new episodes and things like that. But yeah, otherwise we'll be sharing it on all our channels, so you'll find us.
You'll see it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.